Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lidui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, Lidui Nishmas Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach, and Lidui Nishmas Meir Peretz ben Shmuel Chaim. Since Friday is Tu B'Av, a day long time hallowed as a special day for Shiduchim, skulas for Shiduchim, opportunities for Shiduchim in the times of the Beis HaMikdosh and other times, I thought we'd talk a little bit about Bitochin and Shiduchim. And I believe that this conversation is not only relevant to people who are looking for Shiduchim, but to all of us who are interested, concerned, caring, to want to help people find the right shiduchim, certainly a very important, extremely important part of our lives, something that is so significant and so central to our well-being and happiness, and it's something that most people aspire to. We certainly would be like to be able to help individuals find shiduchim, find them faster in maybe a more timely way, certainly at a earlier stage in life. And what can we do in the inyan of bitochin to help? Well, I think first we have to recognize the fact that Bitochin, our bitochin, can serve as a schus for other people. I think that's quite obvious from the Tehillim that we say. We recite Tehillim and make a mishaberach for someone who's sick. The Tehillim does not ask in any way, most of the Kapitel of Tehillim does not ask anything, any requests. It's all praises of Hashem. It's all statements and recognition of Hashem's chesed and how we have to trust in Him, how He takes care of those who trust in Him, and so forth and so on. So, where are the requests? Well, the request is in the Mishaberach. So, what is the Tehillim? The Teretz is the Tehillim is an inspiration to Bitochin. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says when we say at night, Yoishu B'Seisir Elyon. It's to strengthen our Emunah Bitochin, and that serves as a schus for the chayla, for the person who's in need, for the person who's in need of a shidduch, for the person who's in need of any need, a parnosa, whatever it may be. So we do have the ability to influence the lives of others in a positive way through the strength of our midas habitochen. So you have to really start to work on bitochen. Bitochen for shiduchim, meaning that I am turning to Hashem. Not only am I asking Him to please introduce, be mazmin, the right shiduch for these individuals, but I'm also counting on Him. I'm relying on Him. I know the extent of His chesed. I know that one of His chasodim that the Gemara says He's oisik in personally is mizavik zivugim, making shiduchim. So, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm asking you, and I'm counting on you to please. I'm counting on you to help these individuals. And we can apply to this that which the Chofetz Chaim writes in a letter in Machne Yisrael, Kifi Godel HaBitochin, Kach Godel HaTzlocha. According to the degree of my bitochin, that's the degree of my hatzlocha that it will bring about. It isn't an all or nothing game. Even if I don't reach the highest echelons of bitochin, to whatever degree I have achieved the level of bitochin, it's to that degree that I have hatzlocha in that which I am seeking. And that's very, very, very encouraging. But it's something else. I believe that it has to do with the individuals who are in need of something, and I think it has to do with the significant others in their lives as well. When we are confident that something good is going to happen, that confidence is contagious. we will inspire confidence in others. If it's a child or a friend or a neighbor or a student or someone in terms of the parsha of Shiduchim, then the confidence that we have that they're going to succeed will strengthen their confidence. And confidence is very critical. Confidence is critical for success. If we do not believe we're going to succeed at something, our chances are reduced dramatically in terms of being able to succeed. And it's extremely important, especially in the shidduch process, because if we're down and you know, almost miyuish, almost giving up hope, then it comes across in a date. It comes across in the dating process. That's something that you know, we don't present ourselves in the best way possible, in the best light possible, even in the truest light possible, because that's really not what I am. Something is bothering me. And that is a terrible mistake in Shidduchim. So I think we also not only have to be optimistic, be positive, be mispalel, strengthen our bitochen for others, but also through that bitochen inspire others to be more confident. Unfortunately, I sat with someone recently, and just because of the fact that there are so many people that he knows that haven't yet found their basherta, so he is almost miayish himself. Well, there's no rational, logical reason, sensible reason that he should be. But that's what happens. And this is something that we really, really have to avoid. There's something else, too. Even from a purely psychological, scientific perspective, there's something called guided imagery. It's well known that if I can picture myself succeeding, picture myself hitting a home run, I statistically increase my chances of hitting a home run. Picture the blood flowing through a blocked vein or artery. I increase the blood flow. These are things that are scientifically known, shown, proven, I guess. So this is something that can help us too. When we, the individual who has a challenge, sees himself succeeding, it enhances his ability to succeed, even on a purely psychological, secular level, forgetting all the spiritual aspects of it. And when we believe in someone that they will succeed, it also has that power. The fact someone believes in me. Yes, someone believes in me. I can do it. They're there for me. They give me that confidence. They inspire me. They have confidence in me. Therefore, I will have confidence in myself. And when that can be expanded, not only to a confidence in oneself, but a confidence in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a whole different world. It gives us a tremendous sense of menuchas hanefesh, and it gives us a koyach that can actually bring about the Yeshua. So I think that, especially at a time where there is a separate or a special focus on Shidduchim, we should be focusing our not only tefillah, but our bitochon, that we should be more optimistic, optimism, hope, Kivui, Yichu, those are all forms of bitochon. That when we see a situation which seems so frustrating, and another time, and another one, and another disappointment, and another, almost but not quite, we have to strengthen ourselves. And we have, no, Hashem is going to help. I'm counting on Hashem to help. I refuse to lose hope. I refuse to give up hope. I refuse to be miayish. I keep awaiting, awaiting, awaiting. It's there, it's there, it's there. It's just a question of finding it. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Mezavik Zivugim 40 days, Koydem Avlad. A basko went out and declared who's for whom. And the more that we can strengthen that confidence, that hope, that sense of reality in our lives, the greater the power that we have to influence our own issues, the issues of others. And when it comes to Shidduchim, that certainly is a very important tool. I think we tend to work more on Bitochon for our Parnosa, for our Refuah, for our own personal Inyonim, which is important, beautiful, critical, very, very, very real, very significant. I think we also have to take it to the next step to start working on our bitochen, at least first on the kivui, the hope. I refuse to give up hope. But not just I refuse to give up hope. I never really gave up hope. It's not really me. But no, I actively hope. I actively await. I actively am mechake umetzape that this person should have a good, lasting, wonderful shidduch. Find the basherta. And when I take it from a dormant kind of, yeah, I never really gave up hope because I never really was hoping because I never really thought too much about it or cared too much about it. No, I care. I really want. It's part of the chesed. It's part of the rachamim. It's part of our Jewish and religious persona. And I want to add to that now. I'm going to be hoping that it's going to work. I am refusing to give up hope. I am going to engage in the midah of yichul, tzipiyah, kivui, chikui. Those are all different forms of hope. And I'm going to work on having my bitochen that, in fact, these shiduchim are going to come about, and that can certainly have a tremendous hashpah on the parsha, on the specific issue that's being considered, and we ourselves benefit from that, because it does seem that bitochen in the Chesed Hashem is very diversified. When I trust in the Chesed Hashem, so many things fall into place. And Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to see that in this season and beyond, untold shiduchim, untold beautiful, successful shiduchim, untold shiduchim, which in the words of the Chazon Ish, the tefillah should be that the shiduch should have sechel bori v'yosher, healthy and straight seichel, shleimus halev, a purity, a fullness of heart, v'tikun hamidos, and midos that are appropriately refined and developed. Those shleimus hamidos and tikkun hamidos, these are things that we have to work on. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeichet to see that shiduchim with such inveyagefen should take place. And we should be zeichet to see a year of shefa brocha v'atzlocha in the union of shiduchim. Even though it's a tirda, what if we be zeichet to know that there are chasanas every single night of the week? Even if we can't go to some, we can certainly rejoice in the fact that so many people have found their basherta.